Welcome to Blog Scripts from GospelLifeLearning.com. This is Sherry Peavy, your host, and this is the place where you will find Jesus-focused teachings to help you draw closer to the heart of God. God's plan, it is taking so long, so very long. Do we give up hope? There are many passages we could read to remind us of the assurances and promises that we have from God. However, today, I want us to find assurance in what may at first seem like an unlikely passage in the New Testament. It's in a passage of Scripture from the first part of Matthew. Let's look at Matthew 1:1. This is where we are going to find our hope today. From Matthew 1:1 to Matthew 1:17. Let's look at it. What is this section about? This is the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of Abraham, the son of God. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of... Oh, did you think maybe I had the wrong passage? This is just a genealogy. How are we going to find hope in this list of names? Let's see. Let's keep going. Boaz and Ruth. Obed, the father of Jesse. Jesse, the father of King David. We are now in verse 6. David was the father of Solomon, whose mother was Uriah's wife. Solomon, Rehoboam, Hezekiah, Manasseh, Josiah, and his brothers at the time of the exile to Babylon. Now we're in verse 12. I don't even recognize most of these names. Azor, Mathan. Okay, that's interesting. Mathan, the father of Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. And Mary was the mother of Jesus, who is called the Messiah. And there it is in verse 17. Thus, there were 14 generations in all from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the exile in Babylon, and 14 from the exile to the Messiah. That's right. It is a genealogy, a really long genealogy from Abraham to Jesus Christ. No, this passage for today's source of hope was not a mistake. We are going to find a source of assurance and hope in this lengthy New Testament genealogy. Think about the question, how many generations passed between Abraham and Christ? If you look at verse 17 and then add up the generations, you will get the answer 14, 14, 14, 14 times 3, it's 42 generations passed from Abraham and the birth of Isaac to the birth of Jesus. And therein lies our hope. God works and has always worked through many, many generations to fulfill his great plan for the world. He is patient. Early on, God promised his people that he would send the Christ. Yet from Adam to Jesus, we know the fulfillment of his promise took 6,000 earth years. From Abraham to Jesus, the time that passed was approximately 2,100 earth years. David knew the Christ would come. David longed for his coming, yet God fulfilled his promise at least a full 1,000 years after David's birth. All of these years, that 1,000 years and that 2,100 years prior to that, those are just days in God's timing. We talked about that last week, or it was in the blog post last week, about why God is so patient. And we remembered that with God, 1,000 years is like a day. Since God is eternal, this is true. Just like when we are 50 or 60 years old and a year goes by so, so fast, we can imagine that if living eternally, 1,000 years is a very short time. And our time on this earth, when maybe we might make it to 100 years, it's seconds. It's seconds when we consider eternity. So we know that Jesus will return as he promised. We shouldn't be doubtful because it seems to be taking so long. Instead, we should expect it to take so long, for that is the way God has always worked out his plans. He is outside our time and works through our time in a manner that seems so long to us, but it is not long for eternity. And that is the way God fulfills his promises. God works through the generations, long, long lists of generations. This is our assurance for these times. May your will be done, Lord. Let's pray. May your will be done in your time, Lord. Amen. Thank you for listening. You may find free and additional resources at gospellifelearning.com, including this podcast for re-listening or its transcript for reading. You may also find free downloadable journal and study pages to help you draw closer to God with each teaching episode. You can find Gospel Life Learning on Facebook and Instagram with the username Gospel Life Learning. If you have benefited from this free content, we ask that you consider supporting this ministry by sharing the website or the podcast with your friends. Together, we can offer encouragement and support for many in finding the heart of God for our lives.